saying it's sponsored?
You know it's not sponsored.
Never once.
Holding out hope.
Don't scare Carter like that.
Sorry.
He was scrambling, wasn't he? Well, I got a couple of items. I don't know where you want to start, Monty.
Go ahead. What do you got?
Let's take you over to Seattle, as the Seattle Police Department is currently searching for two men who climbed over the glass wall of the Space Needle on Friday.
I was there.
Flipped over the edge and parachuted off the top of the structure.
Nope.
Which, by the way, is 605 feet tall.
Awesome.
So the thing that I'm confused about is these base jumpers buy a ticket. They go up the Space Needle. They climb up further, jump off, and the police can't locate them. I imagine they were falling for a little while with parachutes. They had to land somewhere.
Well, they could land anywhere in the city.
I guess so. I guess it depends on how much they're able to steer the parachutes.
And I don't think they have police also with parachutes up in the Space Needle to chase after would-be jumpers.
But I'm saying from the ground, you could look up and follow the parachutes from a city skyline, right?
Yeah, but then to locate them in the city would be difficult, I would think.
So security at the Space Needle were unsure where the men landed. Police could not locate the individuals. Described as white men in their late 20s.
Yeah, climbing the Space Needle and jumping off with a parachute sounds like a white guy thing.
Yeah.
I don't think I needed them to tell me that.
Would you? I don't even want to jump out of a plane. I have no desire to do anything like that.
Have you been in the Space Needle before?
I've never been to Seattle before.
It is also terrifying. If you don't like heights.
Does it sway?
It does not sway, but they have a section like on the top where it's like a glass bottom and you could kind of just look straight down.
Yeah.
And the entire time I was on the part that wasn't glass, just back flushed against the wall.
What's the similar to the Space Needle? It's in Toronto.
The CN Tower.
The CN Tower.
I've done that one.
Oh, is the one where you hang off?
Yeah, that, I didn't do that, but it's like Ham's, what he said, where you look down and it's just a glass bottom. And it's terrifying.
And there's a building in Vegas also where you can hang off the side like that.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, not at all.
And they have like rides at the top of the one in Vegas.
Yeah.
Like a teacup ride?
Yeah.
And their employees hound you about trying to stay there.
What do you mean?
They're like, what hotel are you staying at? And we told them, and they go, oh, no, you need to stay here. We'll comp your room, and we'll give you some free money to gamble.
Oh, sounds nice.
What's their motivation here?
Just to get people to spend money at their casino. Because people go there to go up to the top of the tower. And if you just say you're there just to go to the top of the tower, no matter how many times you tell them, I'm not staying at your hotel, like, to stay, they will harass you the entire time.
Yeah, I don't need that. I'm already scared enough up there. I don't need you to try and sell me on something.
Yeah, I've never thought about being a skydive guy either. There's just, only thing I would do is go to one of those places, wherever they are.
Like at a mall?
No, like an actual, where you're going to actually go out into a plane and skydive, not the indoor. We've talked about the indoor one before. Didn't get off the ground. I'm talking about an actual skydiving place where you load up into the plane and jump off. I would just want to see their reaction when I say, hey, will you jump out of the plane strapped to me in this parachute?
Well, see you later.
I want them to just have to tell me no. I don't know. What do you mean? It's a parachute. Of course it's going to stop us.
Is there a weight limit to those things?
There's got to be.
Are there different grades of parachute? There would have to be, right? They would have to get the parachutes they use when the space shuttle lands.
AI overview says they max out at 500 pounds for tandem parachute systems.
Okay. You can
Wait,
fit
that's
into that.
Tandem.
You can fit into that.
That's tandem, though, yeah. And I would have to go tandem. I wouldn't be able to do it by myself.
Right, but 500 pounds.
None. He's saying for the combined people.
Right.
Tandem.
Well, no, unless I am with like a 60-pound instructor, I don't think that they're going to be able to jump with me.
200 and 240 for non-tandem, depending on the location.
Now, what if I do, you know, like the old chariot and just like strap three of them to my back?
Ooh, yeah.
Am I breaking the laws of physics doing that?
Just 1,000 balloons?
Yeah.
I just float away. Just floating outer space.
My healing machine ran out before I hit the ground.
I do think I would get a lot of, enjoyment out of just making them tell me no.
Right.
So, besides that, I have no... I think I would have a heart attack on the way down and die.
I feel like I would, too. I'm not afraid of flying. It's the idea of jumping out of a moving plane that...
I don't like the idea of getting into a plane when I know I can just stay in it with the doors closed.
Yeah.
I don't think I could ever willingly jump out of it.
That's never bothered me. But the idea of jumping out of the plane is no thanks.
It would just be like the Superman comics where people would look up and there's me. And they go, oh, is that a bird? Is that a plane? No, it's a giant, fat, one-legged guy clenching his heart and pooping himself.
How'd he eat his chair out the plane?
I like the idea, too, that they would have to buckle you into your chair.
And they could see from up in the sky that you have pooped yourself.
Well, I just
and suffered a heart attack.
Well, I would definitely be keeled over.
You got one hand on your chest, the other one on your butt.
And then I just have an asteroid belt following my orbit.
No, you're not that big.
For the love of God, no!
It's like a chemtrail.
Yeah. And then I cause a Texas-sized comet that hits the Earth.
Tsunamis
hit. Yeah. Wipe out the next Philippines.
All right. According to this, for the standard 11-inch party balloon, you need about 9,000 to 18,000 balloons to jump out of a plane for it to land you safely.
We could probably get that done.
Yeah.
Probably get that. What else you got, Lando?
Well, this involves another person in a wheelchair.
Okay.
As I take you to Little Rock, Arkansas.
He's in a wheelchair.
Where a man dressed as Spider-Man jumped out of his vehicle to help another man cross the street. Now, this man trying to cross the street, older gentleman in a wheelchair, he's trying to cross an 8-lane road. And if you watch the video, he does not start out strong. He's just kind of puttering around. Look at that.
Oh, my God. He's the slowest Spider-Man of all time.
And then, no. Here comes Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
Spider-Man saves him.
Okay. Spider-Man's not the one in the wheelchair.
Spider-Man jumps
what
out
the
of his
heck?
Jeep. Yeah, apparently.
What did the Green Goblin do to him to raise in a wheelchair in Little Rock, Arkansas?
He still help the city?
Yeah. Dude, give it up.
So the guy dressed as Spider-Man apparently works as a Spider-Man for children's parties, and he had just left one when he saw the ghost of Willem Dafoe in a wheelchair.
Willem Dafoe's still alive.
Oh, sorry.
He didn't go change out of his work until he still has the mask on.
I know, that's the weirdest part to me.
He wants to remain anonymous.
At least take the mask off.
8 lanes?
You see the video, Ham?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, I'll see people like that, the unhoused Lando, or I don't know what word y'all prefer nowadays, but when I see
the homies
in a chair going like -3 miles an hour across the street,
it looks
terrible.
Like he's scooting with his legs.
Yeah,
it's
which when I do it, I
you got to turn
speed.
Around,
but when they do it, they're moving at a snail's pace.
He's stomping.
I'm glad that he had a hero there.
Yeah.
Because I guess
a superhero, right?
I mean, he was able to, with all that great power of doing kids' parties in Little Rock, Arkansas, he saw the chance to be responsible, and he did.
Okay, question. Think he was driving with the mask on, or he saw the and then immediately put the mask on, jumped out of his Jeep?
I mean, he should have gotten out of the entire costume before he left. Because would you want? What if he got into a
and traumatized those kids?
A 20-car pileup.
Yeah.
Would you want to be the one laying there, dead, mangled,
dressed as
Spider-Man?
If you died in the if you were died along with other people, though, you would be singled out as 19 people and Spider-Man died in a car accident.
Yeah, I think I'd rather just be in my normal clothes.
I'm guessing that.
Or again, I'm clenching my heart and covered in backside.
In the Spider-Man costume, though, this time?
I'm guessing, Ham, that you have a Batman suit.
I do not.
What? I thought you owned the nipple suit from Batman and Robin.
No.
Yeah, the Michael Keaton.
I do not. I don't even own that Joker suit. I entertain the idea.
That's not what you wore to your wedding.
That's why EA is the bigger Batman fan than you
were. That's been proven on these airs, on these airwaves before.
No, yep. And you know it wasn't proven. It just proved only thing he knew was the movies.
Yeah.
Didn't think the comic book character, a comic book quiz, would pertain to him.
He's absolutely right.
Don't stand up for EA.
He's not standing for anybody. Yeah.
Well, shout out to you, Little Rock Spider-Man. And the
homie in the wheelchair.
Get the guy in the chair some Nas. Get him something. Get him some kind of Hemi.
Get him the mouth joystick so he can control his wheelchair.
Yes, that guy's just moving way too slow.
That's exactly what he needs.